Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so happy.
Life sucks.
I'm so happy to be married. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Marriage sucks. In fact, I married the wrong person.
I'm so happy. I'm depressed.
I'm finally making the kind of money I should have been making some time ago. I'm flat busted. Broke. Can't seem to get out of debt. What's the difference between chapter 7 and chapter 13? Life sucks. I'm so happy with my job. I'm just over the moon. My job sucks. I just love being so independent. I can't find a job, so I had to move back home. Life sucks.
We just got married, and I just can't wait to have kids.
He wants a divorce. Life sucks.
Oh, you know, we are on the go all the time. We always got something to do.
I'm lonely. I'm always at home. Life sucks.
I just got this big bonus at work, and I can't believe they are wanting to consider me for a promotion.
I just got fired. Life sucks.
OMG, I have some of the greatest friends.
Nobody wants to talk to me. Life sucks.
I received such a bliss in the church today. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
I go to the most boring church ever. Life sucks.
That's how it goes in this everyday life. Real people, real life, real talk. This everyday life.
I have some witness that I want to play for you, and I'm going to start out by playing a wonderful song. This show is designed for people who are just going through, you know, life can be so many things. Some days it's amazing, sometimes the moment can be tense, sometimes things just are awful. But you have to make some decisions. You have to choose to be positive, try to accept the lessons that life has to offer, even be negative and miss an opportunity. To grow into a stronger person. So, do your best, do your best. And listen, if you have a story or a moment or a great topic idea, we'd love to hear about it here on the show. As you know, we already have one show that we do in the mornings, but we are also adding to the show, so we're delighted about that. This is live radio, so feel free to dial in. If you have a question or a comment, you can dial in at 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, and we'll be happy to talk to you. So I am going to start this segment out with a song that I have found very inspiring, and I hope that you do too, because, you know, sometimes you just need a really good pick-me-up. You know, one day I was kind of going through, and I have the song that I play, and I think it's really enjoy it, really does pick me up. And I'm hoping that this song is going to pick you up a little bit today. And it is by Danny Gilkey. Haven't seen it yet. I really hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Hold on, everybody. It's coming in just a few minutes. Danny Gilkey. Just haven't seen it yet.
It's like the power of the light.
Oh, wow. I like that. I hope you liked it, too. Just haven't seen it yet. Do you know? You know, my heart is so broken when I hear things like what I'm about to tell you. I hate to even bring it up. In fact, I'm not even going to call any names on this one, but a film legend has been conned out of millions of dollars again. She has lost assets, property. Yeah. She's 92 years old. 92 years young. Yeah. Well, you know, 70 is the new, 90 is the new 70. But conned out of millions of dollars, houses, jewelry, and you will not believe who did it. You will not believe the person who was able to con this woman out of her fortune. A Ferrari. A house, two small hotels were sold. Her accounts were emptied. Well, the person who did it was her ex-chauffeur, who became her quote-unquote manager. 32 years old, conned her out of her fortune. Well, of course, it's being investigated. The allegations, they're trying to determine if they're founded. But isn't that sad? You know, you have to be so careful today. I mean, she had a great career, worked hard, made a lot of money, and she was swindled, duped. You know, you have to be really careful. It's sad when people do things like that, especially to those who are older. And she's 90-something years old. And I really believe, I firmly am a believer that when you do stuff like that to people, it's going to come back. Even if No one can see everything that you've done. And even if you don't get your due today or tomorrow, guess what? God knows. And, you know, God knows what we're going through, too. And this next song that I'm going to play, I dedicate to everybody who has maybe been duped, snooped, who have been hoodooed, conned, swindled. That's not nice. But I promise you, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and he will repay. This is by King and Country.
But you have a long, 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 long.
I love that song. I really, really like that song. I'm not sure if you've heard that before. I heard it recently, and I just thought it was beautiful. So I hope that you enjoy that. It is called For My Good. And, you know, he is so right, the artist that sings that song. I mean, sometimes things are meant to harm us, but God turns it around for our good. Todd Galbraith. Yeah. If you like that, you should go ahead and download it. But, you know, there's this poem. And this show is really for those who may be going through or you're trying to figure out why things keep going wrong in your life. You're not understanding why is it that your battles are constant. You're always trying to fight. It's like an uphill battle. I have a poem for you. It says, "Don't Quit" is by Edgar a guess, because when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won if he had just stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the struggler has given up when he might capture the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit.
I think the world.
I like that song. That'll get you going. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, I had to stop playing my music because I just had to say this. Can we church folk stop fighting? You know, we're supposed to be examples, and the church folk are fighting all over the place. All over the place. Families, three family members were charged fighting at Disneyland. And of all things, it was caught on tape. Now, you know you have to go to church this weekend. Why are you fighting? In front of the children, nonetheless. And we wonder why children are so mean today. Yes, police were called to Disneyland to stop families from fighting. Now, you know it's a shame. Somebody was injured. Somebody was assaulted, bodily injury. There was assault with a deadly weapon, two counts of criminal threat. And guess what? All of these are felonies. Somebody's facing maybe five counts of misdemeanor battery, four count child abuse and endangerment, and on top of that got arrested and is being held without bail. Now listen, I'm going to tell you now, I understand tempers rising and people saying things to you and making you hot, but at some point you really have to use your common sense. Think before you strike. Think before you take action, because guess what? One of the individuals involved is facing maximum sentence of 7 years and 4 months in prison if convicted. You know what? I think I'm going to find a song. I'm going to play a song about love. We just need more love in this world. Kirk Franklin. Tell him, Kirk.
I'm Seriously, guys, everybody, we really need to stop all this fighting, being awful examples to our children. You know, fighting really very seldom ever accomplishes anything. And when the dust settles and you start thinking clearly, you wish a million times that your actions and reactions would have been differently. And there's a song, it's been out for a long time. It just talks about, you know, I can see clearly now because the rain is gone. And sometimes if you just pause, think about your kids, think about your family before you make awful decisions. The Bible teaches about there's a season, a time, and a season for everything. But it also says that there's a time you should love and you should treat others the way you want to be treated. And sometimes it's best just to walk away. And just like we were talking about a minute ago, about the families who got involved in that fight at Disneyland. Disneyland is supposed to be a place of fun and excitement where adults and children and young people go to release and just have a good time. You should never leave Disneyland in handcuffs. It just shouldn't happen that way. Your children should not see you leaving Disneyland in handcuffs. I'm going to let Johnny Nash sing about it. I can see clearly now because the rain is gone.
I can see clearly now. Oh, it's a dark
Thank you.
Such a beautiful song, and it's so true. You know, even when we find ourselves in a situation that we wish we could reverse, we wish we could do over, God is not through. And in Philippians 1:6, you know, it's a beautiful verse, and it says, "And I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." That's Philippians 1:6. And it's true. We're going to be doing our best to become better and better and better and better as long as we live. You know, I'm not finished. He's still making me. I'm still being molded. Romans 8:29. He's still working on us to make us what we need to be. So sometimes we get so down on ourselves, we're so hard on ourselves because we want to be as perfect as we can be. But guess what? We serve a wonderful Savior, a wonderful God who's a God of second chances. And sometimes you feel like you're weak, but God knows that you're strong because you're strong in Him. Sometimes you feel like a failure, but God sees who you really are. You are a child of a king. You are king material. You're queen material. So sometimes we have to just let God take over. You have to let go and let God. And believe what He says about you. The next song, Lauren Daigle, "You Say."
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single light
I've been getting tired of listening to this.
You know, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tune in to our show, This Other Delight, right here on Tenabore Radio. And you know, Tenabore Radio has awesome programming and has wonderful music 24/7. And I encourage you to download the app or go to the website, www.tenabore.com. There's all kind of wonderful information over there. There are all kind of articles. There are things that you may not know. So check out www.tenabore.radio, download the app, and be inspired all day 24/7. You know, I wanted to share with you that you need to protect yourself from heat stroke. You know, it's been really hot. It really has. There are so many cities and states that are experiencing heat, unprecedented heat. And so I just want to encourage you to make sure that you protect yourself against heat stroke. Drink lots of fluid. It's recommended that when it's very, very, very hot, that you try to stay away from alcohol, sugary drinks, and caffeine, because these types of liquids tend to dehydrate you even more. And if you find yourself in the heat, or if you're in a car that doesn't have air and it's really hot, you need to rehydrate yourself every 15 to 20 minutes, especially if you're outdoors. And if you're feeling thirsty, sometimes sports drinks can help. Sports drinks are kind of good because it kind of helps to replace the sodium and other minerals that you lose when you're sweating. But make sure you take breaks if you're working out. Dress appropriately by wearing well-ventilated clothing. And listen to your body. Your body will tell you if it's feeling weird. If you're feeling like you're about to faint or your skin feels really clammy, it may be really smart to pause, cool off, go inside, get in the shade, and choose a workout that works well with the weather. You know, if it's really hot outside, maybe instead of running or biking in the direct heat, maybe get in the shade. Do some low-intensity yoga or do something that may not cause you to exert so much energy. Take care of yourself because it can be really dangerous out there if you are in the heat and you're not taking care of yourself. This is Kevin, and I want to thank you so much again for listening right here. This Everyday Life. Thank you.
and all how you prospered me. Oh, how you counseled me.
Oh,
What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. And, you know, this show is dedicated to everyone who may be feeling like they're just not enough. You know, in this everyday life, sometimes you just feel like you work hard, you're not talented enough, you're not pretty enough. Sometimes you look in the mirror and you feel like you just aren't going to have the love of your life that, you know, maybe you're too tall, maybe you're too short, maybe you're too fat, maybe you're too thin. You know, we all have insecurities, or we have experienced having insecurities at some point. But there's something that you have to remember. You are perfect just the way you are. There are a lot of young people who are being bullied, you know, because they may not look a certain way, or their hair may be too long, their hair may be too short, it may be too kinky, it may be too straight, or maybe they're introvert or too extroverted. Or, and sometimes people just criticize you, pick on you because you're perfect, and they wish they could be like you. So when you look in the mirror and you look at yourself, remember, you're beautiful. There's nobody in the world, out of all the people in the world, approximately 7 billion, maybe even more, out of all the people in the world, you are unique, and there's nobody like you. So don't be frustrated with yourself. Let go of the hurt and the pain that you felt and that you've experienced. And remember, you're perfect just the way you are. Positive talk to yourself. Say things nice about yourself. Who cares what other people think? You're strong. You're positive. You're beautiful. You were created perfect. Just imagine that for a little bit. Imagine that when you wake up in the morning. Think about it when you go to bed at night. You're perfect just the way you are.
Because of your love, so now what?
As I close this show, and it has been a delight being with you today, I just want to remind you that you are the apple of God's eye, and sometimes things just aren't going to go the way that you want them to. It's just not going to happen. But guess what? It's okay. It's okay. That's all part of life. What's this life? And you know, sometimes, just like we read with the poem, when you want to quit, it could be at that very moment you're on the brink of a breakthrough. So don't quit. And another thing that I want to encourage you to do, if you want to be successful, not just in your career, but in your personal life, if you want to be successful in your relationship, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. That's what my dad used to tell me. He used to tell me when I wanted to start a business. He said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you. Don't be intimidated by that. Maybe it's time for you to learn some new people skills, some new communication skills. Maybe it's time to learn more about yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Get to know yourself. So you won't let anybody take advantage of you. I'm passing that on to you today. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And you know what? One day, all of this is going to be over, and we're going to go to a place that's just beautiful. I'm looking forward to that. And Mary Mary has a beautiful song that they sing. It's called Heaven. And I'm going to end my show with that song today. Heaven. And I want to encourage you, if you really want to be inspired, if you want to be inspired and think positive and take yourself to heights you've never experienced before, listen to more positive things. Tune into www.tenaboyradio. 24/7, you can listen to positive, inspiring music. And then on Saturdays, the Urban Flow Radio Show broadcasts at 4 o'clock p.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. So tune in at 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays, so you can listen to more inspiring and positive music and notes from JB. Thank you so much again for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you or you tuning in with me again next week. And when it's all said and done, hopefully I'll get to see you in a beautiful place. Of heaven. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Yeah. You're listening to Pinnacle One Radio. You're listening to Pinnacle One. We are something unite you, and unite us all to God. You, oh, proud of you, united.
$2 for $6. Arby's, we have the meat. last year we were founded. Special praise from 1986. A three-piece clean mattress for $169. Talk about it. So only from Jay Fitzfield. But hurry in. These awesome flats are fascinating. Won't last forever. Your budget stretches further. And that is firm. Pros do it right by choosing trusted brands like Zinsser and Little Giant. Lowe's is here to help by stocking those brands and savings you can count on every day. For over 150 years, Zinsser has been the problem solver professionals trust to make the job easier. Pick up a gallon of Zinsser Bullseye 2 Primer Plus Sealer today for as low as $17.08. And he now offers a Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leading ladder for only $159. For your next job, and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Let's all.
I had a thing. Ears had a pose. Kind of flexing. Kind of flexing.
I just want to thank you so much for taking time out to join us today on this Everyday Life. We're testing out some things as a pilot program, but we're really excited about it. So tune back in with us on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. And you'll find out if successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's what we are encouraging you to do today.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio, I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio, if you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a wonderful evening.